Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to continue our series we started yesterday. And if we don't get through it today, we're going to finish her off on Monday. But we'll see what happens here. I hate to just rush because then you won't maybe understand what I'm trying to tell you. But I think it's very important for us, especially as Christian Americans, all Americans, but we need to understand what these guys stand for that are running for president. And so I have done the research, and I hope you're gleaning from what I have done. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. And I think it's very important, crucial, that we pray for ourselves and this country as we head into this election. We need to pray for wisdom. For such a time as this, Abba Father, these are again, indeed, the times that try men's souls. And I am certain that the evil that has been unleashed in America grieves you, as this nation was intended to be a beacon of your good news unto all the world. But we have been like prodigal children, seeking our own selfish ways and ignoring the needs in our own spirit, as well as the spiritual needs of others. Forgive us for that, Father. Lord God, as this election approaches, we seek to better understand the issues and concerns that confront our country and how the gospel compels us to respond as faithful citizens in our communities. May we listen, Father, to the Holy Spirit as he guides each one of us. We ask for eyes that are free from blindness, eyes that will see each other as brothers and sisters, one and equal. May we treat one another with dignity. And Father, I pray especially for those who are victims of abuse and violence. We ask for ears that will hear the cries of children, the unborn, and those abandoned, for men and women oppressed because of race or creed or religion or gender, and Father, for all those who are now being enslaved in human trafficking, treated without love or decency, as if they were pieces of property to be sold and resold over and over again for the pleasures of perverted and evil men and evil women. May we stop enabling the mentally ill and actually seek help for them to bring them back to normalcy and to you. We ask for minds and hearts that are open to hearing the voice of leaders who will bring us closer to your kingdom. May we know that you are the giver of life and liberty. We pray for discernment so that we may choose leaders who hear your word, live your love, and keep in the ways of your truth as they follow in the steps of Jesus and his apostles and guide us to your kingdom of truth, justice, and peace. For such a time as this, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. When we dropped off yesterday, we were about to go through President Donald Trump's plan to keep American communities safe. Now, we had already read the others, and so I'm going to go with his, and he has a 7-step plan. It says, President Trump will sign a record investment in hiring, retention, and training for police officers. The bill will increase vital liability protections for America's law enforcement officers. You know, right now under this regime, these law officers are, they're getting hurt. Not just physically, but financially. Number two, President Trump will require local law enforcement agencies receiving DOJ grants to return to proven policing measures such as stop and frisk, strictly enforcing existing gun laws, cracking down on the open use of illegal drugs, and cooperating with ICE to arrest and deport criminal aliens. Number three, President Trump will take on the radical Marxist prosecutors who have abolished cash bail and refused to charge criminals. Trump will direct the DOJ to open civil rights investigations into radical leftist prosecutors' officers, such as those in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, to determine whether they have illegally engaged in race-based law enforcement. President Trump will, this is number four, instruct the Department of Justice to dismantle every gang, street crew, and drug network in America. President Trump has also called for the death penalty for the drug dealers and human traffickers. I am so glad he's going to do that. President Trump has committed to deploying federal assets, including the National Guard, to restore law and order when local law enforcement refuses to act. Six, President Trump will order the Education and Justice Departments to overhaul federal standards on disciplining minors. And finally, number seven, Trump will sign concealed carry legislation, fully secure the border, dramatically increase interior enforcement, and wage war on the cartels. Biden says on education, Biden's signature priorities while in the White House have been addressing student loan debts, while several of his efforts have been challenged or undone in court. His administration has still sought avenues to cancel debt for millions of borrowers. When it comes to controversies in K through 12 education, Biden has denounced book bans in school libraries. He has also attacked Florida legislation critics have called Don't Say Gay, which, of course, that was a lie. You must remember that, which bars instructions on gender identity or sexuality. Jill Biden is also a longtime educator and has made the classroom a centerpiece of her time as First Lady. Now, this is coming. These things for Biden and for JFK have are actually coming from USA Today. They are listing what they have done or intend to do. So Biden's standing where he is. The book ban that he's speaking of are the pornography books that parents are trying to get out of the schools. Remember when that used to be against the law? To push porn? They can't even do it. When somebody tried to read it on another talk show host, a talk show, which was one of the left talk shows, they wouldn't allow him to do it because it goes against the laws. It goes against the rules. So, this is from me. Currently, instead of education, we have indoctrination of America's sons and daughters. They're being abused and confused in the public health system. Oh, Biden, I call him. His administration is trying to remove the authority of parents in regards to their children. And I say stop teaching any sex education other than real biology. Common sense and truth in the real science of biology. When we come back, we're going to tell you what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he will do about education. Apparently, loans are more important than education. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about education right now and the campaign candidates, what they have in store for America. So we just gave Joe Biden's, and he's really concentrating on student loans. And he's going to continue going against parents when they want to ban the porn books. And I'm saying this isn't just little porn, if there is such a thing. This is bad stuff. So bad they can't read it on TV. But they want to put it in the children's libraries from kindergarten on up to 12th grade. Here's what Kennedy says. He has several proposals for reducing student loan debt. His platform would allow students to refinance their student loans at a lower interest rate to reduce monthly payments. He is also urging Congress to pass legislation to abolish interest on new and existing student loans. The junior Kennedy is campaigning on placing the responsibility on schools instead of loan institutions and banks when it comes to loan defaults in an effort to incentivize universities to lower tuition costs. Additionally, Kennedy backs expanding higher educational opportunities related to trades. That's a good thing. He, like electricians, plumbers, and mechanics, and explore funding opportunities to students who are pursuing his work. Last week, I read an article out of America Greatness where they're very, very concerned about a shortage of plumbers. Trades are important. This is coming from me because they keep talking about how expensive education is. It's, and I put down here, like healthcare, it seems we don't look into the reasons for the high expenses. And instead, politicians want to subsidize or legislate some form of help, never solving the real problems, but masking them. Now, Trump has an awful lot to say about education. So here's some more from Donald Trump. He says the United States spends more money on education than any other country in the world. And yet, we get the worst outcomes. We are at the bottom of every list. In total, American society pours more than $1 trillion a year into public education systems. But instead of being at the top of a list, we are literally smack right dab, guess where? The bottom. Rather than indoctrinating our children, he says, with inappropriate racial, sexual, and political material, schools must be totally refocused to prepare our children to succeed in the work world and in life. And the world of keeping our, and in the world of keeping our country strong so they can grow up to the, be happy, prosperous, and independent citizens. Well, that's not something that Democrats want, including including Robert F. Kennedy. Here are his key ideas. First, we will respect the right of parents to control the education of their children. Two, we will empower parents and local school boards to hire and reward great principals and teachers, and also to fire the poor ones, the ones whose performance is unsatisfactory. They will be fired, he says, just like on The Apprentice. You're fired. Third, we will ensure our classrooms are focused not on political indoctrination, but on teaching the knowledge and skills needed to succeed. Reading, writing, math, science, arithmetic, and other truly useful subjects. Fourth, we will teach students to love their country, not to hate their country like they are taught today. Fifth, we will support bringing back prayer to our schools. That makes me very emotional. Do you know what happened when they took prayer out of the schools? Teenage pregnancy, crime, porn in the schools now. And the prayer that was taught then, I wrote an article on this years ago when I was with Derry Brownfield, was a very simple prayer. Thanking God for their parents, their teachers. Very simple. Trump wants to put prayer back in the schools. And they call him the bad guy. Number six, we will achieve schools that are safe, secure, and drug-free with immediate expulsions for any student who harms a teacher or another student. We just witnessed, just a week or two ago, where these young girls were beating each other up. Two different schools, two different places. I haven't heard if the one has passed away yet or not, but she was still in a coma from her head being beaten into the pavement. Both incidents, I believe, were with a black girl and a white girl. That doesn't really make any difference, does it? But nothing was done. Nobody tried to stop them. Seven. We will give all parents the right to choose another school for their children if they want. It's called school choice. Why are the Democrats so against school choice? I have never really understood that, other than they want to keep them uneducated in their Democrat schools. Number eight, we will ensure students have access to project-based learning experiences inside the classroom to help train them for meaningful work outside the classroom. Nine, we will strive to give all students access to internships and work experiences that can set them on a path to their first job. They are going to be very, very successful. I want them to be more successful than Trump, he said. Let them go out and be more successful. I will be the happiest person in the world. But we want our children to have a great life. And number 10, we will ensure that all schools provide excellent jobs and career counseling so that high school and college students can get a head start on jobs and careers best suited for their God-given talents. And one more thing, he says. I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children because they'll do a much better job of it. You can't do worse, he said. We're going to end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up. All those buildings, all over the place, and yet people that in many cases hate our children. We're going to send it all back to the states. That's called state sovereignty, my friends. His pledge to homeschool families. Are you listening? Because I know many of my listeners are homeschoolers. I have a granddaughter who homeschools her children. As president, it is my honor to support American homeschool families. It will be my honor. He's not president right now. He is in my eyes. And to protect the God-given right of every parent to be the steward of their children's education. Since the China virus, America has seen an estimated 30% increase in homeschool enrollment. When I am reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschooling. Under Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice. Every important school choice, remember that term, and yet, that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So, to support the growing homeschool movement, in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefits of $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free, to spend on the costs associated with homeschool education. You know, they put a lot of money into homeschool education. They may not have to buy new clothes to go to school and a backpack and all that stuff. But they have to buy the books, the education, the literature. They have to get it all. And it ain't cheap. And the next, he's going to continue with this education. I'm telling you, this is important. I hope you're gleaning from it. Because our votes count. And what we decide, that's what will bring America home or not. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a four-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not done with Trump on education. He's got some things that are very, very interesting. And he details it, so it takes me a little longer. Now, I confess, I went to his website, 47, and he had everything laid out there. And I had a hard time getting it all, and I printed it all out. It was 162 pages, and I've tried to bring it down to less than that because there was a lot of repetition in it. But when I searched out for Joe Biden and I searched out for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I couldn't find anything except what USA Today had on there. Now, maybe it was out there and I just couldn't find it. So there's a very short, just very generic. Trump's is detailed. And he's got some new things that he's planning to do that excite me. And this is one that's not really new. If he wasn't going to do this, I wouldn't think much of him. But he says he's going to protect students from the radical left and Marxist maniacs infecting the educational institutions. It says Trump will impose real standards on higher education and hold colleges and universities accountable. For many years, tuition costs at colleges and universities have been exploding, and I mean absolutely exploding, while academics have been obsessed with indoctrinating America's youth.
The time has come to reclaim our once great educational institutions from the radical left, and we will do that. It says Trump has pledged to fire the radical left accreditors that have allowed our colleges to become dominated by Marxist maniacs and lunatics. Those are his words. He will impose real standards on American colleges and universities to include defending the American tradition and Western civilization, protecting free speech, eliminating wasteful administrative positions that drive up costs, removing all DEI bureaucrats, offering options of accelerated and low-cost degrees, providing meaningful job placements and career services, and implementing college entrance and exit exams to prove that students are getting their money's worth. President Trump will direct the Department of Justice to pursue federal civil rights cases against schools that continue to engage in racial discrimination. President Trump plans to save America's education and give power back to the parents. Again, he's got 1 through 12 here. Cut federal funding of any school or program pushing critical race theory, gender ideology, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. Number two, direct the Department of Justice and Education to open civil rights investigations to any school district that has engaged in race-based discrimination, including discrimination against Asian Americans. Number three, because the Marxism being taught in schools is aggressively hostile and Judeo-Christian teaching to Judeo-Christian teaching, aggressively pursue potential violations of establishment clause and the free exercise clause of Constitution. When they're all caps, it's hard to look at them. Find and remove radicals who have infiltrated the federal Department of Education. Well, since he's going to cut that out anyway in D.C., that ought to be an easy one, huh? Veto the sinister effort to weaponize civics education. Do you all know about civics education? Six, keep men out of women's sports. Seven, create a new credentialing body to certify teachers who embrace patriotic values and understand that their job is not to indoctrinate children, but to educate them. Eight, implement massive funding preferences and favorable treatment of all states and school districts to make the following historic reforms in education. Abolish teacher tenure for grades K through 12 and adopt merit pay. This is long overdue, and I know I've got teachers in my family, but this is long overdue. Drastically cut numbers of school administrators, including the DEI bureaucracy. 11, adopt a parent's bill of rights that includes complete curriculum transparency and a form of universal school choice. And 12, implement the direct election of school principals by the parents as the ultimate form of local control. And this one is brand new. This is something he has planned. The American Academy. President Donald J. Trump will endow the American Academy with the billions we will collect by taxing the large endowments of private universities plagued by anti-Semitism. Americans have been horrified as we've watched the students and the faculty at Harvard and other once respected universities expressing support for the savages and jihadists attack in Israel. Under Trump's plan, we will take the billions and billions of dollars, I love the way he always repeats himself, that will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments, and we will then use the money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. Its mission will be to make a truly world-class education available to every American free of charge and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt. This institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content, covering the whole spectrum of human knowledge and skills, and make the material available to every American citizen online, free. Online, free education. Most importantly, the American Academy will compete directly with the existing and very closely four-year university system of granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize. The Academy will award the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree. This will be a revolution in higher education and will provide life-changing opportunities for tens of millions of our citizens. Think about it. The American Academy. Free. Because they're going to tax those endowments of those institutions that are indoctrinating your children. They're going to fine them. And I don't know how he's going to legally get around this, because I know that there's churches that have large endowments because somebody died that had a lot of money and left it to the church, and they can't spend it, but they can sit on it, which I've never understood, because I don't think that's what the Lord would really want. So now we're going to get into economy. This is taking a while, and I hope you're enjoying it, because it was really kind of exciting to me to go through what these guys want. This is Kennedy on economy. Kennedy says Americans need a president who cares about their personal economy, not an economy centered around war and Wall Street. He campaigns on America's current economic system, making expenses unaffordable for most Americans. He also advocates for prosecuting union-busting corporations so labor groups can organize and negotiate their own wages. Kennedy wants to raise the minimum wage to $15. I'm against that. Expand free child care programs and drop housing costs by $1,000 per family. Kennedy has proposed cutting some military expenses, barring corporate bailouts, and other proposals to fund his economic plan platform. He's taking money from the people to give the money to the people. Trump ain't doing that. Not in that realm, anyway. So that's his on economy. We'll look at Biden's and then Trump's on economy when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, restoring America in 2024. We need to know what we're doing, folks. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth. We're in the second day of this, going through this. And like I said, it's very detailed when Trump gives his. And it's going to take us at least another day. So you hang on. This is Friday. You hang on, and then Monday we'll follow it up again. So we just gave RFK Jr.'s economy, what he says about it. And this is what Biden says. He believes the best way to boost the U.S. economy is from the middle out and the bottom up. His economic plan, which is he calls Bidenomics, has included the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, a post-pandemic stimulus package, and funding for major infrastructure projects and climate initiatives. It was mostly climate initiatives, let's be truthful. Republicans contend that Biden's policies are to blame for the soaring inflation that has squeezed household budgets. They also argue that this regulatory policies are slowing the economy. Biden labels the GOP approach trickle-down economics, which he says has failed ordinary Americans. Trickle-down economics was with Ronald Reagan, and it didn't do as great as it should have been. We will be honest about that. But what we have right now, this is me, are high food prices, high clothing prices, gas prices, empty shelves. House marketing is skyrocketed. Biden's American Rescue Plan wasted tax dollars. And there is still a great deal of mishandling and corruption happening in regards to the American Rescue Plan. It seems D.C. rescues their friends and themselves and not so much the American people. So when Trump starts talking about the economy and his on his website, Agenda 47, he's talking about rescuing the auto industry from Joe Biden, which has been disastrous. He says, on day one, I will roll back every Biden policy that is brutalizing American auto workers. He says President Trump will also end Biden's insane CAFE, C-A-F-E, fuel economy standards that will cost the auto industry an estimated $200 billion. raise the average cost of vehicles for more than $1,000, according to the Biden administration, their own estimates. At a time when the average price of a new car is $49,500. He goes on in this, and he talks a lot about what Biden did, but he says he will communicate to Canada and Mexico that full compliance with terms of the USMCA is not optional. President Trump will work to stop the flow of American tax dollars that are subsidizing Chinese electric vehicle battery companies through Joe Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act. That didn't reduce our inflation. It sent a lot of our money to China and to green companies. President Trump will end Joe Biden's war on American energy that is raising the gas prices. He will once again, Trump will once again achieve American energy independence and energy dominance and rapidly reduce the price of energy. He will once again exit the horrendous, unfair Paris Climate Accords and oppose all the radical efforts for the Green New Deal. President Trump will enact a national tariff policy to protect American workers and stop the export of American wealth and jobs. You can't go shopping, this is coming from me, without picking something up and it's made somewhere else, not America. When I find something that's made in USA, I get all excited. And I try to look up the company. The Trump Reciprocal Trade Act is what he's going to do, and it is exactly what he says. It advances the views of 91% of conservatives and even 75% of the Democrats with support, placing reciprocal tariffs on foreign imports to protect American workers. Real wages have sharply declined over 28 months under Biden's weak trade policies, which flood the American market with cheap foreign good products for cheap foreign labor. Now, going back to what something that Kennedy had said was he was going to do a minimum wage hike. We are against the minimum wage hike. I know everybody wants to make a little bit more money, but it's really not going to be to your benefit in the long run. Trump says we've got to cement fair and reciprocal trades with the Trump Reciprocal Trade Group and Act, and he goes on and he says this. But he also says the Biden agenda taxes America to build up China. My agenda will tax China to build up America. And I just absolutely love how he puts that. Now, I'm trying to rush through this because a lot of it is repetitious. I think we've understood what the reciprocal trade is. And he goes on and he explains it. And he talks about a better deal for American workers, families, and communities. President Trump's plan will bring back millions of American jobs and generate trillions of dollars with new wealth and strengthen American society. We have talked about that before. Everything you pick up that's made somewhere else, think about it. What if that item was made in America? How many jobs would that be from the factory? Or even the products that have to get to the factory, then the truckers that have to take it. I mean, I'm just making it simple here. But think about how many jobs just one item would increase in America if we were the ones producing. He talks about Joe Biden being an absolute disaster in the economy. But here he says, a new quantum leap to revolutionize the American standard of living. He says, it's time to start talking about greatness for our country again. I will dramatically increase living standards and build a future that brings our country together through excitement, opportunities, and success. And we're going to run out of time. And this is the one thing that excites me that he wants to do. And I wish, if anybody's listening and has any strings to pull, please do it. I wish I could get him on the air just to talk about this topic. We're going to have to wait till Monday. Building freedom cities. President Trump will work to open up the American frontier, holding a contest to charter new cities where families and individuals can have a new shot at the American dream. This intrigues me so much. What land is he going to use? Well, he kind of explains it in here. Think about it. A new city. A new city. New buildings. New production. New roads. Who's going to build those roads? What's going to happen? New grocery stores. New other stores. Please don't make it all Amazon. We love to go try on clothes. New American companies. Building freedom cities. Oh, I wish I could talk to him about it. I just want to sit and talk for hours about this. Because that's America. And we've got to bring her home.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community, where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.